She's one of the owners of BroFit in Rosny Park. She's a friend of the show. She's a fitness guru. And get this, she holds 3 burpee world records. And, of course, she's going to have a crack at another one. Please welcome friend of the show, Lou Robinson.
Good morning.
Lou, I ran into you at the gym the other day at Anytime Fitness in San Diego. And I was like, Lou, how are you? And then you were like, under your breath, you're like, yeah, I'm going to have a crack at another world record. And I was like, you are a machine. 3 world records so far. Now, I know you're with BroFit at the moment. You're looking to upsize a little bit.
Yes.
Is this because you're getting too many clients or is it because you need more wall space?
Yeah, more park space. Yeah.
Just greedy. You know what I mean? 3 world records, not enough. Need a 4th one.
I guess, Lou, before we get into the world record, the newest world record attempt that you're going for, BroFit. How's it going? Of course, moving out of COVID times, you allowed people back into the studio again. How's it all going?
Yeah, it's great. I think now we've got everyone back from COVID and some. So yeah, we are looking to upgrade the gym. So we've got some more space for everyone. So it's great.
Yeah, it's good. You're getting so many people in there as well. Did you have to move to an online format?
Yeah, we did. Yep.
Yeah.
Kind of rolled on to doing live workouts every morning in my lounge room downstairs. So it's a bit fun.
Now, as somebody who really thrives on having people around them and doing workouts together, was that something that you found quite hard?
Yeah, it was a bit tricky. I mean, I had Beck, my sister, with me there every morning. But it was nice to see everyone on the screen on the Zoom. So it helped.
I was training the other day. I didn't tell you this story, Nath. Anyway, part of the workout was burpees.
Yeah.
So I'm smashing at the burpees. And someone goes, oh, look at you, like Lou Robinson. And I went, oh, like, you know that Nathan, I know Lou. And they're like, what? It's just colloquially, someone has now said that in Hobart. Burpees go with Lou.
So, it's now in the dictionary as someone who is good at burpees.
Or just doing a lot of them.
Oh, you're doing a Lou, are you?
Yeah. Literally, how does it feel that, like, so many people, they got around that world record? Like, I mean, Nathan and I were there for the 24-hour one.
Yep.
That's kind of Megan stuff as well. You're raising money for cystic fibrosis.
Yep.
How do you feel that so many people got around you for that?
Oh, it's literally so good. Like, so good. And, raising money for cystic fibrosis was just the icing on the cake, really. That was the main reason I decided to do it. So thank you to everybody that did support me and still supports me in that. So
absolutely. Well, Lou, we're going to be supporting you for this next one. Can you please tell us about the new world record that you're going to be having a crack at?
Sure. So it's the 2K ski erg world record.
Right. Okay. Now, before you go any further, here's what I want to do. I want Producer Grace to explain to everybody what the ski erg is, because earlier this morning, so Producer Grace, she makes beautiful sheets for us on all our guests, right?
There's a ski erg.
And this morning, Lou, she spent about an hour and a half Googling what a ski erg is. Because as we know, we love Grace. She's good at so many things. But gym and working
sports
out, she's not fantastic at.
Yeah, I'm not great at fitness.
So, Grace, understanding that we do have Lou here, who is going to be soon to be the queen of the ski erg, can you please explain to us and the people of Hobart what a ski erg is?
I believe, according to the internet, it's a Nordic skiing technique, and it's some kind of machine that lets you replicate that Nordic skiing technique.
Okay, does that sound about right, Lou?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Pull some strings up and down.
Grace somehow made it sound not that challenging. It's this Nordic ski thing.
It's just a Nordic ski erg.
How come the ski erg, Lou? What's the thought there? We've just done enough burpees. Are there any other burpee world records you could set?
I could do more, but I'm not going to. No, I did a course on how to better utilise the ski erg, because they're something that we use in the gym often. So for me to be able to use it better and teach people better, and the lady I did the course through is the queen of the ergs.
Right.
We did a little test within our training, and apparently I was quite good at it. So she did mention I should probably try. So, of course, here I am, giving it a crack.
Surprise, Lou's good at the ski erg.
I'm nowhere near as fit as you are, Lou, but I would think that the 2K ski erg would be much harder than the burpee stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, it's really testing me.
Because 2Ks, if those don't, you're just using your arms up and down to try and get 2. That's really, really tough.
So the world record at the moment for my age group, because I'm not a teenager.
That's where you establish
You can say whatever you want.
Is 7 minutes 24.
Minutes 24 for 2Ks. Right, okay. Now, how's the training? With the training for this, do you just do ski erging, or is there other things that you do as well?
So it's a bit of... bit of everything, really. A lot of upper body. I said to you in the gym, Nath, your arms are looking quite nice at the moment. You're catching me just because my upper body's grown
all
a lot.
All he does is train arms. Yeah. Mate. Buys and tries. That's all
I'm going
doing.
For the bicep world record very soon.
So I do have a lot of upper body and a lot of pulling work, because the ski yoga is pulling vertically. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
It's hard.
Because it's not the, for those listening, you may not know, it's not just the cardio element of it to try and get your 2Ks. Mm. There is that muscular endurance
as well.
Yeah,
it's endurance and like, you know, with the burpee world records, I think, you know, doing the 60 seconds, you can let your adrenaline take over and you need it all at the start because it's only 60 seconds. In the 24 hour, you kind of need to be able to channel that a little bit better so you don't get that dump. But 7 minutes is a long time to, if you let that adrenaline hit, then you're going to dump and you're going to slow down. So it's just,
it's tough.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Lou, we don't have a date for it yet. So you haven't set the date yet. You're still in the training process.
Yes. It'll be in the next few months. I want to get it done in the next few months.
Within the next few months, all right. Before we do let you go, Producer Grace outside listening, can you just demo the ski erg for us? I just wanted you, Lou, just let me, how's that look?
She's got room for improvement.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.